Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Almost fine, Chrysler, 3,500 cash down, 75 months at 4.11 APR, Renegade, LPM 02132, MSRP 26580, Charger, LH167053, MSRP 3140, Tradesman, LG 293.29, MSRP 37855, Cherokee, LC 403192, MSRP 35495, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax title and license, see dealer for complete details, offer valid through 11/30/2020, with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Memphis is home of the blues, barbecue, and Blue Note Juke Joint. It's bold like the blues and smoother than smooth. Enjoy it neat, on the rocks, or in a cocktail. Ask for it at your favorite liquor store, bar, or restaurant. Blue Note Bourbon. Urban Juke Joint.
Why so serious? So raise your glass if you are wrong. Get over right away.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker upper.
Tonight, it's the CBS original comedy, The Neighborhood.
I need at least a month to prepare for a debate, not 6 hours.
Actually, it's 4 hours.
Now my watch is broken, too.
With Cedric the Entertainer, Max Greenfield, and guest star Wayne Brady.
You gotta fund the schools or graduate fools.
I stole all my lines.
Don't worry, I got a plan.
Okay, well, what is it?
Okay, so I don't have a plan.
A new episode of The Neighborhood.
You're gonna have to give them a show.
Tonight, 8, 7 Central on CBS.
Finished a load of laundry. Dropped the kids off at daycare. Hit the gym for a quick workout. Stopped by Mickey D's to grab some breakfast. Got to work before my boss did. And it's only 9 a.m. meal.
There's a meal for every morning on the McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Mix and match the buttery McChicken biscuit and the savory chicken McGriddles. Get any two for just $3. Prices and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with combo meal.
What up, what up? It's KD. I'm excited to finally bring you my podcast, The Etceteras, with my guy Eddie Bansky Gonzalez.
How you able to keep your emotions under control? You know, Kamaru, you're fighting somebody like Kobe Covington. You can't get out of that and fight his fight, right?
I say this is what separates the good, great, and the elite. The elite are the type of people that are able to tap into that mentality, like, oh, word? All right, I'm going to show you and go out there and show them. You know, I got into a space where it's like, man, all right, I'm going to show you. I'll let you talk. Like a lot of these guys, I just let them take the gas. And that's the job. The media has to build them up as this giant that's willing to come in there and dethrone me. And I'm just like, all right, I'm going to do my thing. As long as I take care of what I take care of, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to show you that I am the best.
Join me and KD each and every week on The Etceteras.
Subscribe and listen for free on Apple Podcasts, radio.com, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your CBD store, Millington, has so many award-winning CBD products, it's a different store for everyone. For you, it's a rest better store, while for your cousin, it's an everything is under control store, and for grandpa, it's a meet me on the tennis court because it's time for an whipping store. Again, it serves different purposes for different people, even fired up Gramps. Your CBD store, award-winning products for a balanced life. Visit your nearest location today. Your CBD store, Millington, 8570 South, Highway 51 North, Suite 107, next to Huey's.
The number one place for the NFL in college football. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Listen on the radio.com app. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Whatever you want to do is all right.
Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond. Every weekday around 10 a.m.
Now, Chris, what are we listening to?
I think everyone knows what we're listening to. If you don't, you may want to brush up on your Memphis. But that's Al Green, Let's Stay Together. Couldn't come up with anything more creative on the fly, but that's going out to DeAnthony Melton and the Memphis Grizzlies, who chose to stay together in NBA free agency.
It's our wedding song, Aaliyah and mine.
It was your wedding song?
Yeah.
That's nice. All right, so the Grizzlies had a... it seems like a successful, quiet, relatively quiet weekend. You have written about it in a piece that I'm about to tweet out. But let's start with the DeAnthony Melton deal. They did bring back DeAnthony Melton on a 4-year, $35 million deal that descends in value as the years go on. What'd you think?
I think it's a good deal. I think it is a contract that is betting on improvement, but it is such that even if he doesn't improve, and I think he will, but even if he doesn't, it's not going to be a bad deal. I had grown increasingly skeptical that he was going to get an offer above the mid-level exception because the options were narrowing. But I do think if the Grizzlies just let him hang out there, there's a good chance he would have gotten an offer at the mid-level. And the contract they signed him to is several million dollars less than that. And that's like if all of it was guaranteed. All of it is not guaranteed, but I think the odds are like he'll end up making the full 35. But I think it's a good contract. And the fact that it's descending sort of matters at the margins because, this contract is going to begin while Jaren Jackson Jr. and John Morant are still on their rookie deals. But by the time it ends in 4 years, those guys are probably going to be on pretty big extensions. And so essentially, the amount that they're paying Melton is going to decline as salary cap space for the team becomes more scarce. And so, that was a very intentional structure on the Grizzlies' part.
It's also, by the way, and I think this is worth saying, like in your piece you said it's not inherently preferable one way or another to have contracts that are descending or ascending. It's circumstantial, depending on where the rest of your salary structure is. Except to this extent, yeah, you're getting the money sooner if you're Melton, and you're having to pay the money sooner if you are the Grizzlies. This plus some cash considerations that were involved in another deal, it does suggest that, we've said this before, but like Robert Parra it has done everything you could possibly want, it feels like, and it's pretty clear money is not an object when it comes to the Grizzlies right now. It's not saying they're going to be taxpayers, but like... He is not trying to penny. This is a long way from the days when Michael Heisley was trying to not pay the rookies their standard rookie contracts from what you have now with that franchise.
Yeah, that's sort of an observation I actually saved for like the very last paragraph of a very long column. I hadn't seen anyone else make it, so I just sort of left it in there for a little nugget at the end. There's a small little phrase in the press release the Grizzlies sent out about their draft night trade that otherwise had not been mentioned anywhere, and that is that the Grizzlies sent cash to Portland. Now, what I assume, and I haven't talked to anybody about this, but I think it's pretty clear to read between the lines. What I think that is the Portland took Enes Kanter from Boston and the Grizzlies took Mario Hezonja from Portland, and the Grizzlies paid them actual money to make up for the contract difference. And so what that does is it takes more money out of Robert Parrish's pocket, but it leaves the Grizzlies more cap space to maneuver. And you take that and you put it in conjunction with the fact that they're like $2 or $3 million away from the luxury tax on a team that's probably won't even be a playoff team. What that does tell you is that despite what's going on with the pandemic and despite being in one of the league's smallest markets, the Grizzlies basketball staff has been left unencumbered to do what they need to do in terms of their strategy. There's no financial handcuffs on what they're doing.
Just so people understand, can you walk us through what did finally happen with the Boston deal, the first round pick, et cetera? Explain to folks what that deal was in its full glory.
So Boston, the reason I had sort of highlighted that pick from Boston a few weeks ago as a target, Boston had a roster spot crunch because they had 3 first-round picks on the already. They probably didn't want to carry 3 rookies. So, A, they had a roster spot issue, and, B, they had a luxury tax issue. Now, it turns out that Gordon Hayward just left, and so maybe that won't be the case, but they didn't know that at the time. So Boston wanted basically to shed a contract off of their books, and they were willing to move that pick to do it. And so from Boston's standpoint, they got 2 future second-round picks from the Grizzlies, and they got rid of a contract they didn't want, which was Enes Kanter. From the Grizzlies' perspective, they could have just done a deal just with Boston directly, but it happened that Portland actually wanted Enes Kanter. Like, they didn't want it. That wasn't a contract move for them. They actually wanted him on their team. And so they were able to send Kanter to Portland, who makes like $4 or $5 million, and then take back Mario Hezonja, who Portland didn't want, who makes like $2 million. Now, I don't think the Grizzlies want Mario Hezonja, but basically they were able to do the deal they would have done with Boston anyway and spend a little bit less cap money to do it.
And Hezonja is now the Grizzlies' property, but we do not believe what's going to happen with Hezonja. And where's the roster right now in terms of numbers?
My understanding is that the Grizzlies have no immediate plans to cut Mario Hezonja or anyone else. And so I think, you know, barring pressure to do so, I mean, and the deadline to get to 15 is still a few weeks away. So barring some kind of pressure to do so, I think that they'll keep what they have and look around just in case a trade pops up. But right now they have 17 players on guaranteed contracts. You can only carry 15. Assuming there are no trades that pop up that shake things out, they're going to have to just cut 2 players and eat their salary. And it seems to me pretty clear the most likely players they would cut would be Hezonja and Marco Guduric.
I didn't want to interrupt really quick just to tell people that the Ole Miss news that I was referencing before the break is the Memphis Ole Miss basketball game is not happening. Jeffrey, what did they announce here? What was the release say?
This is a statement from Ole Miss basketball. Due to positive COVID-19 tests and contact tracing within the Ole Miss men's basketball program, the Justin Reed Ole Miss Classic, which is from November 25th through the 27th, and the matchup against Memphis on December the 5th have been canceled. Team activities have been suspended until December the 7th. The student athletes and staff affected are taking appropriate safety measures in accordance with the university protocol.
So there you go. Okay. Back to the Grizzlies. D'Anthony Melton, in terms of a investment, as you point out in the column, even if he's not much better than he has been, not a bad contract. What do you think are reasonable expectations for D'Anthony Melton over the life of this deal?
I think you should expect Melton's shooting to improve. Like, I don't think you should expect him to be a high-level 3-point shooter. Like, that could happen in time. That would be my expectation. But I do have an expectation. I mean, he's still only 22, and his form is good. His free-throw shooting has typically been good. I expect him to become a better, at least a league-average 3-point shooter. And I don't think he'll ever be, like, you know, a normal point guard. But I expect him to get to improve enough on the ball that he can be an emergency point guard. And so I think D'Anthony Melton is going to be, at minimum, a high-level reserve, like, you know, a seventh, eighth man on a good team. at minimum, which is what he was last season until the bubble. Like, you know, he was an impact player off the bench. And so I think he's going to be that at a minimum, and I think if the shooting improves enough, he can be a starting-level player. Now, being a starting-level player and being a starter are sort of different things. It depends on the context of a team. But I do think Melton has very much has a chance to be a starting-level player in the NBA.
Okay, moving on. The John Conchar gets a real deal, 4 years, $9 million. Thoughts?
Yeah, it's only, I mean, it's about $5 million of it is guaranteed. So the first 2 years are fully guaranteed. And so I like Conchar. I think Conchar, I don't think, unlike Melton, I don't think he'll ever be a starting-level NBA player, but I think he looks like a guy who could be a productive bench player, back into your rotation, a guy you can throw on the floor, and he'll fit in, and he can make some plays, give you depth. And at the price they're paying, like, that's good value. And it's a very team-friendly deal in the sense that, you know, if it doesn't work out, you're really only into him for 2 years. And if it does, you have, you know, those options to have him for 4 years on a pretty cheap contract. And so that's obviously the case of our front office betting on its own evaluation. I mean, he's played 200 minutes of NBA basketball. But I certainly like that deal.
As you point out, one of the things with John Conchar, a lot of people's biases might come into play here. They think heady white player, he can probably shoot. That's actually his biggest weakness. And he shot decently for the Grizzlies, but he has never been a great free throw shooter, and that is a predictor. Shooting is what John Conchar has to improve going forward?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there are other things that where he's not, you would like for him to be better, but he's just not going to be better, right? There's
right.
limits to his athleticism.
Exactly.
He is similar to Melton, except he's not the athlete Melton is. But in terms of, like, you know, Melton is a guy who rebounds like crazy for a guard, just like Conchar does. Melton's a guy who gets his hands in the passing lanes and gets steals and, like, just makes little plays. Conchar is the same way. Melton is – the shooting is a work in progress. That's the same thing with Conchar. But Conchar doesn't have the athleticism that Melton does, and that's sort of the main difference. But and so that's why the shooting in some ways is more important for Conchar in terms of a tipping point. I think Melton is a good player without the shooting. You know, he's already proven that. Conchar, I think, needs to become a better shooter to really be a full-time rotation player. But as, you know, the 10th, 11th, 12th man on a roster, I think, he for what he is, I think he might end up being okay. It's still early. He hasn't played that much. But you're paying him 10th, 11th, 12th man money is the thing.
Okay. One of the interesting things was, you mentioned Melton and Conchar, both for a guard, rebound like crazy, et cetera. Sean Coleman is this writer for Grizzly Bears Blues, and it really was his pre-draft column, when you go back and look at it, is prescient because he predicted, well, he said, here are some guys the Grizzlies might be interested in, and he nailed them. You know, he completely nailed them. He had Bain as one, he had Tillman as one, and then he had Killian Tilly as one. And one of the things
what he basically did is reverse engineered. I mean, yeah. He looked at Brandon Clark, late first round, this front office, John Conchar, undrafted player, this front office, D'Anthony Melton, a recent second round pick, this front office. He looked at their college stats, looked at what sort of statistical markers they excelled at, and then applied those statistical markers to the current draft. His conclusion being that he thinks these are statistical markers the Grizzlies particularly focus on in evaluation. And from the evidence, it looks like he might be right about that.
Well, and one of them is value shooting. Shooting efficiency is one. But one is above positional norm rebounding, which is Melton, which is Conchar, and which
right.
is these guys. Are there other things that we think? Like, what is... To the extent that the Grizzlies have a type, what is that type?
Well, I mean, the point I made is that I think Coleman is, I mean, the evidence is very persuasive that Coleman is probably specifically right about those specific things.
Right.
But I think the broader takeaway is that they value production over tools, which is actually fairly common in the quote-unquote analytics world. Because in analytics world, you're looking at numbers and you're trying to put them through a filter of not just what did you do, but what did you do at a certain age against a certain level of competition, blah, blah, blah. But it's all fundamentally based on what did you do, right? It's not based on like what's your vertical leap or how long are your arms. It's based on what did you actually do. It's production based. And I think if you look, and the example I used is I compared Xavier Tillman, a power forward from Michigan State that the Grizzlies traded for to get in the early second round, versus Deonta Davis, a power forward from Michigan State that the previous front office traded for to get in the early second round. And the different, and that's, to me, Davis versus Tillman is the classic example of tools versus production. Deonta Davis was 19 years old. He hadn't really done that much in college, but he was long and athletic and jumped out of the gym and young, and like you could see all the upside. But he hadn't really done that much, and then there were questions about his mentality, right? His feel for the game, all this stuff. Xavier Tillman is only 6'8". He doesn't have long arms. He doesn't leap out of the gym. He's old for a rookie. The tools are not there, but like he was just really, really good. It gets really good competition. And so to me, that's a classic, that's really a microcosm of this question of tools versus production. And it seems to be pretty clear that at least with later picks, maybe not with early picks, but at least with later picks, that this Grizzlies front office is focusing, the filter they're putting things through is what have you done and what context can we put in that to make it more predictive? It's not, where were you ranked in high school? What's your wingspan? What's your vertical leap? That kind of stuff.
And it is striking. Now, obviously, there are exceptions for the previous front office, too. Shane Battier was what have you done? Not, and, of course, that was an even earlier front office. But
right.
It was what have you done? Gravis Vasquez was really a what have you done guy. But if you look at it, broadly speaking, like Tony Roten, classic tools guy. The fact that they devalued Marc Gasol and went ahead and drafted really tall Hashim Thabeet is putting tools over production. They very clearly is a departure. All right, so Jontay Porter is another one. They really kind of extended him 3 years, $6 million. We don't know. We've never seen him.
And only very little of that contract, other like the first year is fully guaranteed, but most of it after that is not. And so they're basically just sort of, you know, kicking the can down the road a little bit to give them more time to look at him. You know, with Conchar, I've seen enough that I feel good about that. With Porter, I have no idea. I have no idea whether he's going to be anything in the NBA, like zero.
Right.
I'm a little surprised that they're keeping, that they appear to be keeping two rookie big men, both second round or undrafted, and Porter and Tillman both on the roster. But I do think, you know, to the larger point, they're still in the mode of let's try to get young talent on what could be good contracts and see what we can do with them.
Well, and that does, if you look right now at the roster, you can argue. Now, of course, Jaren Jackson Jr. is hurt, and it appears will be for a significant chunk of the season. But fours and fives, they've got Jaren Jackson Jr., they got Brandon Clark, they got Xavier Tillman, they've got Jonas, they've got Gorgui Dieng, they've got Jontay Porter, they've got, Killian Tilly's really a four, right, isn't he?
Yep.
They're just loaded at fours and fives, and you could argue overloaded at fours and fives. You don't think
that, a lot of people would tell you Kyle Anderson
is a four. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a balance that has to be rebalanced or fine for now?
No, I don't think it has to be rebalanced because I don't think, and I know there may be some people who like don't want to hear this or have a hard time processing this, but I mean, I think the Grizzlies are going to try to win every game they play this season. But from a roster management standpoint, their focus is not a one-year focus. And so when people say, how do they not have a third point guard? Like that's, I just don't think that's how they're thinking about the roster right now. I think they're thinking about the roster. I mean, they want a functional roster, obviously, but they're thinking about it in terms of collection of talent on good contracts. I think they're still in that space in terms of their team building.
So done? Are they basically done?
I think probably. I mean, because the other thing is, you know, they have 17 players. They'd have to just cut two right now. The only way – so I don't see them signing. I mean, maybe Zach Kleiman will pull something out of his hat today, and I'll be surprised. I don't see them signing a free agent because not only are they overbooked in terms of the roster, they only have, I think, by my estimation, $2 or $3 million under the luxury tax, right? And so I just don't see them signing anyone. And so the only way it would get shaken up at this point beyond cutting people is if there's some kind of trade. And I'm sure they are completely open to that. But being so close to the luxury tax complicates that, right? It makes the needle you have to thread is a lot smaller. The hole is a lot smaller. because of the luxury tax thing. And so, you know, I'm sure they are on the lookout for trades that make sense both for now and for the future. But that's not something I would bet on.
Okay. So it appears they are mostly done. You did refer in your column to an email or a social something you got from someone saying, hey, why aren't they doing more? Like, why other teams are going out and loading up? And that's the point that you discussed earlier. It doesn't appear that they are they don't think their time is now. And they probably didn't think it before the Jaren Jackson injury, but they certainly don't think it now. That's why
I don't think the Jaren Jackson injury has anything to do with this. I think they are self-aware. They have a plan. I mean, Zach Lyman hasn't dropped the praise this offseason that I've heard, but I go back a year ago, sustainable success. Like that, they have a plan and they're working their plan. I don't think Jaren Jackson missing the first month of the season has any impact on what they're doing.
He said he didn't drop that, but he did say long-term view, right? He said that draft night, and that's absolutely right. And it's fully appropriate. Long-term view is the way to go. There's a lot that happened in the NBA. In addition, let me just ask you about two of the things. Tomorrow we'll ask you about more. It appears that Marc Gasol is headed to the Lakers. Thoughts?
I think Marc Gasol apparently did not want to go to Tampa, where the Toronto Raptors are going to be playing next season. I think there would have been more money. We would have gotten more money staying in Toronto, I would imagine. I think it was a combination of where can I compete for a title and where would I rather spend the next year. And both of those things probably pointed to the Lakers more than the Raptors, and so I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah, and he Dwight Howard's gone. He sort of slides into that spot.
I think it's a great fit because they'll have. I mean, Gasol at this point is going to be his minute load is going to keep ticking down, but they got Montrezl Harrell who's going to soak up a lot of minutes there at center. They're going to play small with Anthony Davis there at center. And Gasol is going to be there, I think, mostly when the matchups dictate it, right? When they're he's going to be there to guard Nikola Jokic and to body up with Rudy Gobert and some of those big centers. And I think his willingness to just pass and play defense, I think, fits in really well.
Okay, and then just give me, in terms of the nuttiest things, Detroit, nutty, Gordon Hayward, nutty, that contract. What struck you as give me something?
Yeah,
that nutty
I don't understand what the plan is in Detroit.
It's crazy.
I do think if you just look at their roster 2 weeks ago and their roster today, they're probably a little bit better team now relative to the coming season, and they're probably also a little bit better team positioned for the future just because they added like some rookies and whatever. But I don't see a clear. It seems like a. Well, let's try to be a little bit of both. It doesn't seem to be a clear plan. I don't really understand what they're doing. I don't like what they did long term. Charlotte just seems to me the classic case of Charlotte. You get LaMelo balls. You can
That's
say
the
like,
thing.
Now
yep.
We're good for now and we're good for the future. And I mean, the Charlotte thing I like better than the Detroit thing. But I think part of it is we're just tired of being an anonymous franchise and tired of being bad. And so we've got LaMelo Ball. We think will be a star of the future. Let's not go all in to add another lottery pick for him. We may be that anyway, but let's like try to be decent at basketball next season. And so given the history there in Charlotte, like I'm not going to hate on that too much.
Right. Overpaid, but they say we got our star now. Let's be decent, even if we have to overpay going forward. All right. We'll talk to you more about what transpired over the weekend when we return tomorrow. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Once again, you can bet on... You're going to be able to bet on the NBA because FanDuel Sportsbook is now legal in Tennessee. And you can place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free up to $1,000. No strings attached. Any bet you want. If you keep the cash, if you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, whatever you bet up to $1,000 is back in your account in bonus site credit, so you can take another shot at it. Want to bet tonight's game between Tampa and the Rams? Go ahead. If you win, put the money in your pocket. If you lose, it'll be back in your account as bonus site credit. At FanDuel Sportsbook, they've got generous risk-free bets. They've got a simple, intuitive app. They've got live betting on every game. And if you win, and once you win, you will get your winnings in as little as 24 hours. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, And be sure to sign up with promo code Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, so they know I sent you. That is FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Calkins. Once again, over the weekend, they do this, the spread the love bets at FanDuel Sportsbook. And over the weekend, they in the end, had Tennessee plus 122.5. You could bet on Tennessee and get 122.5 points. They were giving away free money. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. All right, as we said, the Ole Miss news was, which we previewed in the first hour, was that the Memphis-Ole Miss game is off. We will talk more about that and about the NFL when we return. It's the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's finally getting cooler. The holidays are on the way, so now's the time to visit your friends at Oak Hall for a special pre-Thanksgiving sale. It's a progressive sale, so the more you buy, the more you save on any item in the store. Here's how it works. The first item, you get an automatic 15% off. Buy a second item of equal or lesser price, you get 20% off. Buy a third item of equal or lesser price, you get 25% off. And this keeps going no matter how many items you buy. So the fourth item, 15% off. The fifth item, 20% off. The sixth item, 25% off. It's honestly a way to freshen up and restore your entire wardrobe. I was just at Oak Hall buying three new pairs of five-pocket pants. My boss at the radio station, Dan Barron, got two pairs of incredibly comfortable Peter Millar corduroys. It's been a hard year for all of us, so treat yourself to some gorgeous, comfortable clothes. The store is restocked and packed with beautiful merchandise, so take advantage of it today through Saturday at Oak Hall's special pre-Thanksgiving sale.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that one of the best clothing stores in the entire country is right here in Memphis. I've been telling you about it for years. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. Have you noticed the temperatures are dropping? But don't worry. James Davis is filled with items to keep you comfortable even when you're enjoying outdoor restaurant dining. The nylon quilted vest or one of the performance activewear tops, perfect for these cooler months. They'll have you looking your best while keeping you warm. James Davis also has beautiful sweaters to layer over their incredible selection of sport shirts, and they have sport coats that can be dressed up or worn casually. Beyond that, understand it's never too early to get started on that holiday shopping list. Perhaps a gift card for a Stant custom-made shirt would make sense for that special man in your life. You could pair one of those with some jeans or some five-pocket performance pants. James Davis has the best such selection in town. Holiday deals are now available. Take advantage. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
It's Chevy Truck Month. It's Deck Building Month. It's Work and Play Month. It's the month to get things done with the Silverado 1500 and Silverado HD, the strongest, most advanced family of Silverados ever. It's Explore New Ground Month with the Colorado ZR2 named the best off-roader by Popular Mechanics. And Room for Everyone Month in a versatile and advanced Tahoe and Suburban, America's best-selling family of full-size SUVs. So whether you need a pickup truck or a full-size SUV, Chevy has the right truck for you. Plus, now during Truck Month, make it your own with a $1,000 accessory allowance with the eligible purchase of a new Chevy with accessories. So make this month the month to get a Chevy truck and make every month Truck Month. See your Mid-South Chevy dealers. Excludes Colorado-based models. Must take new retail delivery of a 2020 or 2021 Silverado 1500, Silverado HD, Colorado, or 2020 Tahoe or Suburban with eligible GM or associated accessories by 11/30/2020. Accessory purchase must be equal to or more than $1,000 at MSRP. Excludes tax and installation. Not available with some other offers. Visit Jim Kara Chevrolet today.
And the children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of cyber threats danced in their heads.
Add cyber threats to the holidays and it ruins the whole thing. Like if you're gift shopping online.
I entered my credit card so lively and quick, never considering that cyber criminals were watching my every click.
We do so much online this season that can end up exposing our personal information. But if you have Norton 360 with LifeLock, the holidays look a lot merrier.
On Norton, on LifeLock.
Norton 360 with LifeLock helps protect the info on your devices, your online privacy, and your identity. No one can prevent all cybercrime or identity theft, but Norton 360 with LifeLock helps you tell cyber criminals to
dash away, dash away, dash away all.
Now you can save 25% or more off your first year. Go to Norton.com/news. That's 25% off at Norton.com/news.
I didn't feel so well, so I searched my symptoms on Google, and now I'm being followed by uncomfortable ads. I hate feeling like my personal data is being bought and sold. I downloaded DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. Take back your privacy with DuckDuckGo.
Tonight, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, tonight at 9, 8 Central on CBS.
All law firms are not the same. There's only one Morgan & Morgan for the people.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Place to go for your Black Friday deals on computers. You will not have better prices than right now at Cooper Systems. And listen, here's the deal with the holidays this year. There are places that will be short of inventory. It's just true. There are places that are going to be short of inventory. And so you want to make sure you shop early. So you can get what you need. Also, another reason to shop local, so you can get what you need. Some folks aren't going to be able to send you what you need. But anyway, Black Friday pricing going on now. Lenovo, Dell, Apple, HP, etc. Shop early, shop local, shop Cooper Systems. 360-9679. 360-9679 is the phone number. They are located in the Mount Moriah Office Park. You don't have to wait till Black Friday for Black Friday prices. Jeffrey, all right, we got a lot of things to talk about, including, first of all, the Memphis Ole Miss game has been canceled. Kerman tested positive last week, right?
Correct. I believe it was on Wednesday. Yeah. Don't hold me to that.
So but for COVID reasons, the Memphis Ole Miss game has been canceled. Well, their whole, what they call the Ole Miss?
Correct.
What classic?
Yes. Due to positive COVID-19 tests and contact tracing within the Ole Miss men's basketball program, the Justin Reed Ole Miss Classic from November 25th through the 27th and the matchup against the University of Memphis on December the 5th have been canceled. Team activities have been suspended until December the 7th. Student athletes and staff affected are taking appropriate safety measures in accordance with university protocol.
That is a taste of what is to come.
Yes, sir.
Secondly, the Bad Boys Mowers Crossover Classic.
Yep.
Why is it Crossover Classic? The Bad Boy Mower Crossover Classic.
So Bad Boy Mower
is a thing.
The title sponsor.
Yeah.
I believe they're former sponsors of the Independence Bowl.
Okay.
I just think they were calling it the
Classic.
What are
bad boy mowers anyway? Are they just the regular lawn mowers? Are they driving John lawyers? What is a bad boy mower?
Let's find out.
If I was going to have a mower, I do have a mower still. It's not a push mower, but it is a push with a motor. You know, it's got the motorized engine thing, but it's not a riding lawn mower.
Yes, they are commercial and residential zero turn mowers. So the riding ones that turn really sharply.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, they have also announced there's going to be no fans at the Bad Boy. That's a new development. Memphis is going, stupidly, to the I guess you could argue that, listen, they're going to be dropping games like flies throughout the course of
maybe
the year.
Maybe play what you can.
Play what you can. Like, that's the argument. When Gary was suggesting to me that Memphis shouldn't go, I subsequently wrote a column saying that very thing. But when Gary was saying, and I was trying to play devil's advocate as to why to go, one of the reasons I used as to play devil's advocate was, yeah, okay, you're not going to be playing Ohio State anymore.
Right.
But there is some virtue, and I do believe this. There are potential positives for going, and one of them is you're getting games in.
Yes.
And you need games in.
Correct.
And so that is the reason to go, and the fact that fans aren't allowed at all now means it will be safer than it was before. So I guess that is a good thing. But anyway, taste of what is to come. And then the other thing we haven't done yet, Jeffrey, is can we still do this? We just had too much to get to in the first hour. It was overstuffed. And so we didn't blow up anybody. And given what we're talking about COVID right now, let's just go ahead and do that while we're here. That's the Clemson.
Their version of Tiger Egg.
And I understand why Clemson was irritated. They fly down to Florida State, and hell, they're at the damn stadium, and Florida State cancels the game.
Yeah, why not? Why it was a reserve offensive lineman. Why not put him on the plane?
That's the thing for me. Like, the part of this that I... So then Dabo, who has been irresponsible about COVID from the very beginning, that's one of the issues here. Like, there are teams that have been in a Florida State situation that have gone ahead and played, right? And they just take the guy, don't play the guy, et cetera. But this guy had been... Here's the thing. He was symptomatic during the week. He was tested and tested, negative, okay?
Correct. Whatever. They thought he had flu something.
They tested him again, and he was positive.
Correct.
This is a freaking reserve offensive lineman.
Yes.
Why don't you... What are we told? If you are feeling crappy,
yes.
What are you supposed to do?
Stay at home. Even if it is a sinus infection.
Even if you think it's the flu. Let's wait till you feel okay.
Yes.
That's the issue. Clemson jeopardized the whole deal because they had a guy who was literally symptomatic. And we know that all tests aren't, you know, that the tests aren't 100% accurate and whatever else. Hey, buddy, stay home until you feel fine, and then we will then come and play. Instead, what they did, they had him come to practice, even though he was symptomatic. They put him on the plane, even though he was symptomatic. They put him on the buses, even though he was symptomatic. And then Florida State said, listen, we haven't had a positive test since Mike Norvell. We're not risking stuff.
Yes.
And Dabo Sweeney said, he was arguing about the protocols. He was saying, this isn't according to protocol. No, here's one of the protocol. Every team gets to decide whether it's playing. The conference, in the end, can't overrule, can't tell someone to play. It wasn't Mike Norvell saying we're not playing. The idea that they decided to not play this because they were chicken is just stupid. The
yes.
medical people decided they didn't feel comfortable with it. And if Clemson had sent the dude home during the week when he was symptomatic, we wouldn't have had this stupid issue. And meanwhile, though, the funniest thing was that Nikki Haley, who's the senator from South Carolina, she tweeted over the weekend, you're going to lose because they do have an open date on December 12th, right?
Yeah.
Both teams do. And so they could have played this on December 12th. So
yes.
Nikki Haley said, you're going to lose anyway. Just go ahead and get the loss over with,
yeah.
right? You're going to lose anyway. Stop stalling. You're just going to get it over with. And that's irresponsible because she should care about COVID. But hilariously, of course, as she was saying that, she has not said the same thing to Donald Trump.
Right.
So it was the tone deafness for her to tweet, hey, you're going to lose anyway. Why postpone the inevitable? Just get it done with. Could not have been more striking that she didn't realize that what she was saying about Florida State could just as easily have been said about Donald Trump. But, hey, she wants to be president in 4 years. She wants the nomination. So she's got to be a complete suck up and put the nation at risk by supporting his treasonous behavior. So there you go. Anyway, we blow up Clemson and Dabo. I'm beginning to dislike that program, I'll tell you that.
I've been here.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You've been disliking the program.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, okay. NFL. We will get to the NFL. Let's get to the NFL. Well, I just feel sick about Joe Burrow, don't you?
Yeah. I also, as long as I don't know what the official prognosis is, he's proven he's a stud. I'm fine with him not taking any more snaps behind that line.
But he's not taking any more snaps. The reason you'd like that is to prevent injury. But like that, the you're closing the barn door after the horse has escaped.
Correct.
The injury happened.
Yeah, but I'm taking fewer hits to the head.
You were taking fewer hits to the head.
Yes, and he was taking a lot. But yes, overall, it sucks. There's no other way around it because he's fun to. He made watching a terrible Bengals team fun to watch.
There is various people are blaming various people for it. It did not, by the way, look like a good injury. Like, it was a pretty gruesome.
No, I mean, they had the card out within seconds.
Injury to the left knee. Is there anyone to blame for
the sport of football? Like, it's a collision sport. Like, we love it, but let's be real. Like, it's so dumb, you wear freaking body armor.
I guess the argument is the offensive line stinks.
Okay, are they supposed to get a new one? Like, what? I mean, I think we always do this. When somebody gets hurt, we have to blame somebody. Why?
Right. Here's
it's a freaking sport where try to kill each other.
That offensive line actually has been pretty good lately, much better lately. And in pass blocking over the previous 5 weeks, according to the Pro Football Focus, 15th in pass blocking efficiency.
I would also say that was Burrow getting the ball out quicker. Yeah.
You know who else is getting killed? Tua.
Yes.
Tua was murdered yesterday.
Yes. Their offensive line is so bad.
Yeah, so bad. I mean, here's the truth. If you are a look out, Trevor. If you are a bad, if you're a quarterback drafted high, you're probably going to a bad team.
Yes.
You're
going
to have to put up
spoiler alert.
Put up with some stuff. So I don't really blame anyone. I just don't.
I think we saw yesterday was kind of a microcosm of the Dolphins. It shows that you can be a very solid football team in the NFL if you play with really good defense and you have a bad offense. But you cannot be consistent week to week. That's why when you watch the Dolphins play, sometimes you see them, you're like, oh, my God, they look awesome.
Did you have any problems with them pulling Tua? I didn't.
Like, not really. Like,
this isn't a kid who's going to be, quote, unquote, shaken. He wasn't particularly good, right? He was – and it's not like – I've heard some outrage. How do you pull him? You're going to – no, you're not going to damage him. Tua's like, hey, the nicest guy in the world, apparently, right? He doesn't have any – apparently very little ego, except for healthy ego. So Fitz gets in there, and he does what he does, and he brings him back, and then he throws a pick. Like, it was a perfect Fitz day, too, you know?
Yeah, brings him all the way back, gets you to believe.
Gets you to believe, and then just boom! In the old solar plexus.
That's why I love him.
So, but it was good for the Bills, and they're still only a freaking game back. Like, and now they play Cincinnati without Joe Burrow.
Oh, yeah. And more importantly, we're going to get to the real story of the weekend.
What did you think was the real story of the weekend?
Taking a look at those NFC East standings?
Let's take a look at the NFC East standings.
Oh my gosh.
Take us through the NFC East standings. By the way, that Cowboys game was immensely entertaining.
The afternoon slate was entertaining.
For a crap game, it was really entertaining.
You had four games, only one of which was, I guess you could say Broncos, Dolphins was significant. Okay, but let's go to what really matters here.
Yes.
Standing at the top of the division at 3-6-1. With a point differential of negative 34, the Philadelphia Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Mm-hmm.
Carson Wentz just threw another interception.
Correct. Holy cow. Wow. And by the way, it's not getting any better. Tied at 3-7, but leading the tiebreakers because of a 3-2 division record, the G-Men, the New York Football Giants. The Dallas Cowboys sit at 3-7. They are, unfortunately, though, 1-2 against the division. However, that one against the Giants. And the Washington football team sitting at 2-2 in the division at 3-7. So right now, the Eagles, their tie against the Bengals, that is the difference.
It's fantastic. Who's going to win the division?
I'm on the Eagles. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm on the Giants. I think we're the best team of those crappy
Andy
teams.
Andy Dalton's back. You know what a believer I am.
Yeah, fine. Like, it is going to be funny. Like, that I believe that's the last game of the year. So,
last game of the year is?
Yeah, it's Giants and Cowboys.
Giants, Cowboys.
That could be deciding the division where you could have Andy Dalton versus what I think potentially could be the new Andy Dalton, which is Daniel Jones. Like, that guy that might be good enough to win, like, get you to the playoffs, but you probably can't get any further with him. Like, that could be fun.
Taysom Hill? I'm a believer?
I think yesterday was kind of an outlier. Like, that was a bad spot. I get why Peyton did it. If you're the Falcons, you spent probably all week thinking, okay, let's get ready for Jameis. And then on Friday, you find out it's Taysom Hill. And Taysom Hill adds a dynamic that not many quarterbacks in the league add. And it felt like to me something that you could do for a little bit, but that did not feel sustainable. But I will also give Taysom credit. That guy might throw the tightest spiral in the NFL. There are RPMs.
Tight spiral.
Very tight spiral. And he also throws it really hard. There's no such thing as a changeup or a touch pass with Taysom. It's all or nothing. Like, even on like little swing passes, which I somewhat respect, the good Lord gave you a hose, you got to use it.
We did mention the Titans game. Huge win for the Titans. A.J. Brown, just an immense, tremendous play to essentially win that game for them, or put them in position where they could win that game. But you're still frustrated by the Colts 34, Packers 31. Why are you so frustrated?
Because I had Packers money line. They worked very, very hard to lose that game. I give them all the credit in the world. I'm moving on.
You're moving on?
I'm moving on.
What do you think about the Colts-Titans race? Colts defense gave up 53 total yards in the second half to Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Whatever you think about Phillip Rivers.
No, their defense.
That defense is no joke.
And their ability to run it. I still think when they match up again, and it's probably going to be fool me once, like shame on me, fool me twice, shame on me again, but I'm still taking the Titans. I still like the Titans better.
All right, we got to take a break. Back in a moment with one story you've been waiting for. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When I was born, I got lucky. A gift, if you will. My early life was really hard for many reasons. But at the time, it really didn't seem all that hard. I had a close relationship with my brothers and sister and loads of friends. Those days of desperation and poverty led me to my job today, representing the people, not the powerful. But my job is really not a job because I never considered it work. In many ways, it's more like a public service. Now, as I age, I get to look back at all the cases and all the people and all the trials. And the best part is when I get to see you all out and about. When I pray before I sleep, I thank God for the gift I received at birth, the genuine love I have for people, all people. Maybe that's why my work never seemed like work to me. When I was born, I got lucky. I got to meet all of you. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Dial pound law on your cell.
Free background information available upon request.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM Sports is the king of sportsbooks. Right now, new customers have a chance to win $100 in free bets when they place a $1 moneyline wager on either the Rams or the Bucks, and if either team scores a touchdown, you'll win. Just use bonus code WRIGHT, W-R-I-G-H-T, when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. If you're ready to start betting with confidence and turning big plays into paydays, then sign up today and discover BetMGM's innovative parlay selection tools, boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and much more. Download the app today or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code WRIGHT, W-R-I-G-H-T, to win $100 in free bets when you place $1 on either the Rams or the Bucks to score a touchdown. It's always showtime at BetMGM Sports. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years or older. You must be present in Tennessee. For gambling problem support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789. 800-889-9789.
All 36-month leases, $31.49 due at signing, 0 security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, 650 acquisition fee, Forte, LE 242-174, MSRP 20,505, sold, M77-55-682, MSRP 20,315, K5, MG00-3199, MSRP 25725, K900, MSRP 65610, L602607, L602120, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax title license with approved credit offer valid through 11-30-2020, dealer stock only, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see Kia.com or retailer for details.
It's time for the Kia holiday sales event and time to command the season in your new ride from Goss at Kia South on Mount Moriah. 2020 Kia Forte, just $133 a month lease. 2021 Kia Soul, only $148 a month lease. Plus 2021 Kia K5, only $189 a month lease. And they're all 36 months, $31.49 due at signing. And don't miss the 2020 Kia K900. We got it at $10,000 off MSRP. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia, 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMoriah.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Tonight,
It's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, tonight at 9, 8 Central on CBS. Tonight, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, tonight at 9, 8 Central on CBS.
Why so serious? So raise your glass if you are wrong. And all the right ways on the high.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Wednesday.
I'm tired of fighting this battle.
Shamar Moore leads a team of elite SWAT officers.
Me and the rest of this team, we got your back always. You ain't fighting alone.
And their next mission is their toughest yet. Risking their lives.
The only thing I know is that there's an expiration date for all of us doing this job.
For the city of L.A. and each other.
This team is a family I never had.
Shamar Moore stars in a new SWAT, Wednesday, 10, 9 Central on CBS.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's been a rough year. But it's the kind of year when you are, appreciate the folks who have your back. One of the folks that has, and that includes institutions that have your back. And one of the institutions that has my back, that can have your back, is Triumph Bank. Really does make a difference. I think we've discovered that this year. And whether you're a small business that needed a loan, whether you're refinancing your house, whatever it is, Triumph Bank has been there during these roughest of times and will be there going forward. Didn't know banking could be this easy. Couldn't know could be this personal. But it is at Triumph Bank. They're investing in the community and making banking easy for you. Let's get to the one story you've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for. Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air presents the one story you've been waiting for. Visit Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air at bestcaretn.com. Jeff's one story you've been waiting for. Now.
Well, that's rude.
I got the add-in.
I want to send out our condolences to Cindy, who works here. Huge part of the team here at Entercon, and her mom died of COVID late last week. Vital woman.
Yep.
You know, people like to think that like these are 103-year-olds who are on the verge of death who die. That wasn't the circumstance for her mother. I think 75. But a vital, vibrant woman who loved life. She once got my book for Christmas, by the way. And they played Amazing Grace. As she passed on. And it's just a reminder, we can do some really stupid things this week. And I hope we do not as a society, because I don't want more losses like that. I know it's fun to get together and to celebrate, but let's make sure that we're around to celebrate next Thanksgiving and the Thanksgiving after by making reasonable choices this time. Anyway, thoughts and prayers truly with our friend Cindy and her family. What's next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. They'll be joined by Barrett Jones of ESPN to talk college football. Jason Fitz joins them, as does Radio.com sports insider Ryan McDonough during the program. Titans play-by-play announcer Mike Keith joins us at 2:30 today to discuss the Titans' big win. Danielle Lerner will join the GP show, as will Jeff.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow. For now, our work is done.
Listen to 92.9 on your smart speakers. Just say play 92.9 ESPN. Powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877-ASK-DELL. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station.
Looking for a new ride to celebrate the end of 2020? We got it at Gossett Kia's holiday sales event. Command the season and you'll find what you want, need, and love at Gossett Kia on Covington Pike. 2020 Kia Forte, $133 a month lease. 2021 Kia Soul, $148 a month lease. Plus 2021 Kia K5, $189 per month lease. All 36 months, $31.49 due at signing. And don't miss 2020 Kia K900. We Gossett at $10,000 off MSRP. You want it? We Gossett at Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike or shop 24/7 KiaCovingtonPike.com. As for Bobby J, he'll put you in a new Kia today.
All 36 month leases, $31.49 due at signing. Zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, 650 acquisition fee, Forte, LE242174, MSRP 20,505, Soul, M7755682, MSRP 20,315, K5, MG003. $3,199 MSRP 25725, K900 MSRP 65610, L602690, L602120, includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax title and license with approved credit offer valid through 11/30/2020. Dealer stock only. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Howie, can we count on the Robert Irwin Jewelers Black Friday sale with free gifts this weekend?
Of course. Starting with a purchase of $199 or more, you're going to get great gifts like the Amazon Echo or the Fire Stick or even Apple AirPods.
Doorbusters?
4 carats of sparkling diamonds in a bridal set for only $36.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.